Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 23, 1804. Nothing like a little home cooking. The Mandan villagers continue to come to the fort, both to trade goods and to give gifts. Captain Clark paints a warm picture of this day.
A fine day. Great numbers of Indians of all descriptions came to the fort, many of them bringing corn to trade. Little Crow loaded his wife and son with corn for us. Captain Lewis gave him a few presents, as also his wife. She made a kettle of boiled simnons, beans, corn, and chokecherries, with the stones, which was palatable. This dish is considered as a treat among those people. The chiefs of the Mandans are fond of staying and sleeping in the fort. Captain William Clark, December 23, 1804.
Simnons are pumpkins. Beans and corn are familiar names. And today, wild chokecherries are picked by those who know where to find the bushes, and then cooked to extract the juice. The juice can be turned into jelly, syrup, or wine, with the addition of a good deal of sugar to temper the tartness. The addition of this fruit to a vegetable stew would undoubtedly provide a festive, deep red color and a piquant flavor. One might imagine that this dish would be a welcome addition to the Corps' unwavering diet of venison, buffalo, salt pork, and so on. Tomorrow, it's Christmas Eve.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.